Paul Barnes is professor of piano at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln School of Music. He's appeared in many concerts throughout the U.S., Europe, the Mideast, and the Far East. Barnes is especially well known for his performances of contemporary music for the keyboard. Now, tonight at 8 o'clock, Paul performs at MSU's Cook Recital Hall in a program of 21st century compositions with an emphasis on the music of Philip Glass and other composers of our time. Paul joins us now in the WKAR Current State Studio. Welcome.
Great to be here.
You will present a program devoted to contemporary music with a focus on Philip Glass. Where did your interest in Glass's music begin, and why do you consider yourself a proponent of it?
Sure. Well, Philip and I met by accident while I was doing a job interview at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He was on the flight, you know, when I was flying back, and we met. I introduced myself, and he gave me the piece that you just played, the transcription to Satyagraha, and I played it on the recital that I did in New York the following season, and he invited me over to his house, and we talked about other things that I could transcribe. In short, I ended up transcribing 11 works, which his recording label recorded, and then ended up commissioning the second piano concerto, you know, which was a wonderful project that was all supported by funds that I raised at the University of Nebraska. And I had always been excited about the aesthetic stance of minimalism because it was such a great contrast to a lot of the other music that I played. And that will be very evident in the program that I'm playing tonight in terms of the different kinds of music.
This was a chance encounter with Philip Glass?
It was a chance encounter, and so we have collaborated since that chance encounter over the last 17 years. And the culmination really was the commissioning of the second piano concerto. I'll be playing the third movement, my solo transcription of the third movement of that concerto tonight at the recital.
What is it about minimalism that resonates with you? I mean, what draws you to that?
Well, I think what it does is it gives the listener a break from a narrative approach to music where music is kind of telling a story. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And when you encounter music that's simply a process that you enter into, and it creates a very, very different and refreshing look at musical time. And I think that can be very illuminating to people for the first time.
Was Glass on your radar?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I ran into him on an airplane.
In college, we had our mandatory Koyaanis Katsi parties. And, oh, were they fun parties? Very fun times. And so I was aware of what he was trying to accomplish in his music, but I wasn't aware of how much fun it would be to actually play it on the piano. And I actually do a whole lecture on the pedagogical import of minimalism and how it can really help students focus on important things in piano music, like focusing purely on musical sound. You know, when you're not constantly shaping a harmonic progression or worried about this theme or that theme, it opens up other very, very important aspects in terms of how you hear, especially sound, pure sound. I studied with Menachem Pressler at Indiana University, and that man taught me how to create beautiful tone on the piano. It was a joy. And so I've transferred that into Philip's music and, of course, everything I play.
Is minimalism an opportunity then to free yourself from a preoccupation with technique? Is that part of what you're saying?
Although there is a very specific technique that you do have to use, you know. For some of the real fast repetitive pieces, it does create the need for real intense concentration.
Focus, okay.
You know, and focus and making sure you're getting the repetitions properly and things like that. So I'm actually working my tail off to make sure that I'm creating this rather hypnotic, you know, environment for my audience. So
the obligatory Koyaanis Katsi party. You've got to tell us more about this. What happened at these obligatory Koyaanis Katsi or Powak Katsi parties?
Well, mine happened on the campus of Indiana University, and this was the first time I'd heard Philip's music. And a crazy friend of mine, who now is a composer in Seattle, John Muleisen, invited me over and said, "Listen, you've got to watch this and you've got to hear this." You know, and I won't say anything more about the details, except that it was really fun. And that's when I first, you know, kind of discovered the power of minimalism, especially when it was associated with such a remarkable film as well. And so I found the connection between Philip's music and film scores, and of course, which is why all of the transcriptions that I did are theater pieces. And so there is a connection with a lot of the theater works.
We share something in common here because Powakatsi and Koyaanisqatsi absolutely mesmerized me when I first heard them. I was familiar with Einstein on the Beach before that, but nothing grabbed me. And I think it was the movie, to be perfectly candid with you. Those were such extraordinary experiences. In fact, we ended up seeing the music. We saw the ensemble do the music twice live. I saw it in Ann Arbor. And we were in Britain not too long thereafter, and it was in London. And I said, I got to go see this again. Yeah. I mean, it was just that good. Let's listen to you, though, Paul Barnes.
Okay.
Paul Barnes performing For Alina by Arvo Pärt. That's pianist Paul Barnes, who performs tonight at MSU's Cook Recital Hall. Tell us more about For Alina.
Sure. That was a work by Arvo Pärt, who has been described as a mystical minimalist. What's interesting is I also have this in second life as a Greek Orthodox chanter. And so I remember having this fascinating conversation with Philip Glass in a cab in New York about the relationship between Buddhist chant and Greek Orthodox chant, all of which is based on this wonderful harmonic drone. And that particular work I love to start off recitals with. It is clearly based, on a Byzantine model, and Arvo Pärt is Russian Orthodox. And so it's based on that same idea of harmonic stasis, and then he simply harmonizes the melody with whatever next nearest note to a triad happens to be. So it's all B minor from beginning to end. So no harmonic motion except one moment in the piece. And so that one moment where it moves is unbelievably important. So it's like all of these basic harmonic motions are magnified, so that their meaning becomes really apparent.
Paul Barnes is professor of piano at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln School of Music. Tonight at 8 o'clock, Paul performs at MSU's Cook Recital Hall in a program of 21st century compositions with an emphasis on the music of Philip Glass and other composers of our time. Paul Barnes, a pleasure to meet you.
My pleasure.